The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Friday, the 10th of October, 2025, and if that is not your campaign theme song, don't mess with me, because I'm not the one. Don't play me, son. In fact, not only is that the campaign song of the year, this is October. October is menopause Awareness Month. And let me tell you, that song, The One, by Alice Smith, may be my theme song for the year. I'm not the one. Mm-hmm. Don't play me, son.
Not today.
Don't you play, oh. And I have with me, see, I was talking about this megaphone. You all have all protests with no megaphone. I don't understand it. But see, me, I differenter. And I older than I was last year. I enter in the We Don't Care Club. Mm-hmm. I well in the middle of perimenopause. Mm-hmm. And in case you didn't know it, the megaphone is the symbol of menopause. Because just in case you didn't hear me, I'm going to say it a little louder. I'm not the one. No. Don't play me, son. Don't you play A. And I know that sound, that song is resonating with hundreds of women this morning, that realize in that moment, that's the theme song I need for my life. I'm not the one. Don't play me, son. It's October, Menopause Month, and I have in studio with me Patrice Lockhart from Surviving and Thriving Through Menopause. She has two partners, sponsors, joining her for a conversation. In fact, they are inviting all of us to join them for a conversation coming up next week, Saturday, October the 18th. Okay, we're still waiting for our guests to join us in the Zoom room. We give them a little time to get there, no problem. I got just a little bit of housekeeping. I had the opportunity to see the one woman play Shakespeare and the Alchemy of Gender, Lisa Volpe, one-woman show. It was a fantastic evening. I am only disappointed that more were not at the event. The rain came down. Volpe might as well be a Bahamian because she said, man, it's just a little spry. When it slowed down, we're going to get back to it. Mm-hmm. We say thank you to the gallery for extending space for us to continue the performance. And I'm so glad that she did, because in there I said to myself, hold on, in that scene in Macbeth, so I even called the whole play Lady Macbeth, because Lady Macbeth was it for me. Mm-hmm. When she says, unsex me, ye vile demons. Mm-hmm. Was she talking about menopause? Because Lord, if you take this menopause away from me, mm-hmm, the things I could do, they may not want me to do them, but I could do them. Trust me. And then our guest this morning reminds us that menopause is a process in and of itself. It's not
transition,
a bad thing.
Yes.
It is how we transition in and through it, right? Mm-hmm. That is our experience. And so, and I remembered, yes, that's why the megaphone is the symbol of menopause. Because I've transitioned into an era when I can do new and different things. Once I understand the body that is carrying me there. Anyway, so while I was at this talk, at this one-woman show last night, I remembered I have an uncle. Remember I told you all King Charles is my cousin, right? It's a real story. Y'all don't trouble Corinne Mitchell and her stories. King Charles is my cousin, which means that Richard III is my uncle.
Okay.
I think he may be my bad-head uncle, I ain't sure. Because I remember my uncle Richard III saying this thing, right? He said, because he was a soldier, he went to war, and he came back. Not all soldiers come back. He said, that's why I'm good. I said, uncle, how many people told you because I came back?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And he lived.
I say, Uncle Richard, what did you do in war? He started talking. He kind of like Perry Christie. He just started talking, right? And he said this line, I'll never forget it. He said, look here, I walk into that town with all their guns and cannons. I walk into that town. And I say, listen, you may be mad at me that I killed your son and I took your prince. I got you. Because I'm going to take your daughter and give you a king. I say, Uncle Richard, that's what you tell the people?
Mm-hmm.
Really, Uncle Richard, that's what you open up your mouth and tell the people? He smiled the same way Perry Christie smiled. He turned his head and he started doing that shuffle. That's how I know he's my cousin. That's how I know. Anyway, I want to ask my guest this morning, my Uncle Richard, he had andropause, hey? Men get menopause too. We just call it something different, right?
Yeah, men go through this season and we call it the change of life as well. And it happens actually between the 50s and the early 60s. And here's what you find. Now, this is science. Don't blame me. I'm just telling you what's in the books. What happens for a lot of men is they rethink life. Mm-hmm. They want to know if they've accomplished everything. They begin to regret. And you find a lot of men, unfortunately, leave their wives. They end up in relationships with younger girls. These are the ones who, you know, they never wore colorful shorts or shorts before. Now they're wearing shorts. They buy the sports
All their
car.
Ankles and their knees exposed.
And you see them. Yes, all the toes. Yeah. And then you see them in the gym. You see the big, big belly. And even you see them with breasts.
Yeah, because they're
working
on
breasts.
The pecs.
No. Actually, that's because their estrogen level, their testosterone
Right, because men have hormones
down,
too.
And their estrogen it has gone higher. So you see them, a lot of times men don't even understand. When you see them with the big breasts and they all this belly, and you see them with hair in their ear and their nose, they're going through andropause. Now, what research shows is that only about a third of the men really have an issue. Most men go through it and they're fine. But there are some
who have
issues.
Right.
Yes.
Now, I wanted to start like that. I don't want you all men to say we're leaving you all out. Because this entire discussion includes men.
Mm-hmm.
The Doctors Hospital and the Holy Cross Anglican Church women,
mm-hmm.
right, partnering with Surviving and Thriving Through Menopause, invite men to the conversation as well,
yes.
So they can understand what is happening in their relationship. If you are a traditional Christian practitioner and you believe that the man and woman become one body, then the husband must come to these sessions to understand what is going on with their body.
Very much so, because menopause is not just a woman's issue.
Mm-hmm.
Menopause impacts the relationship because menopause impacts women physically, mentally, and emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
Menopause impacts the workplace.
Yeah.
We got plenty of crazy women in the workplace
menopause. Caller, give me 1 second. Right, we have workplaces can become dysfunctional
because
if people cannot manage their behavior and their interaction. And we know that people aren't crazy. they're going through hormonal
changes. Yes. Right. In fact, the way menopause impacts the workplace is that it affects productivity, because if a woman isn't sleeping for nights on a row, how can she come to the job first thing in the morning and give you 100?
No, not just 100%, 150%, right? Which is what we expect from people. Let's go to the phone line quickly, because I think this caller has been back and forth. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You there? Oh, I get it, caller. This often happens to me. Two things. You ever walk into a room and you immediately forget why you walk into the room?
Oh, yeah, trying to remember. Yeah. For so many women think they're going crazy. Mm-hmm. They're forgetting. They're not remembering. Are you, is your caller back?
We're going to see right now. Good morning, caller. Okay, we're having an issue with that phone line. Let's try 323-6232, 325-4316, 242-300-5720. Phone line, toll free for Family Island listeners. There's also another headline in today's paper, a response, I think, from wholesalers and distributors on access to feminine hygiene products, menstrual health products, right? And so for women in perimenopause, right, we have the best of both worlds. We're still experiencing our cycle, but we're also experiencing the hormonal changes that the body is going through, right? They give a, the Lord said he's never going to give you more than you can handle. This is a double load here for many, many women. Mm-hmm. Let's try this caller again. Good morning, caller. Oh, man, there's something up with the phone lines. Keep calling. The text line, of course, is 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Okay, so let's get into the event. And then I got some housekeeping, you guys. We got some news and some... I want to bring into this segment, right? Because I got a weekend full of events I could possibly attend. Mm-hmm. But I have a perimenopause schedule that's thrown all of that out the window. Okay. And in over the space of a year and a half, my body has said to me, we don't care. We don't care that you have engaging intellectual public discussions you want to attend. We don't care that Tank and the Bangers can be at John Batiste Club tonight, or the Amen Corner can be playing at Shakespeare in Paradise, and then the festival bar afterwards. There's another, even another event. We don't, my body don't care.
No, no. Your brain, listen here, when your brain says, okay, I've had enough, I need to rest. Listen here, you have your brain fog, you forget stuff, you you become irritable. Your brain says, listen, need a break.
Yeah.
And then even your body, you know, those joints that, you know, before time you never had joint aches and joint pains, and all of a sudden, you know, you're feeling the stiff shoulders, frozen shoulder.
Menopause shoulder.
Yes. Uh-huh. Popular.
I'm saying menopause, you don't even have insurance how you could have a shoulder. What's happening? Okay, so Saturday, October 18th.
Yes.
Location.
It's going to be at the Holy Cross Anglican Parish Hall, Canon Neil Roach Parish Hall on Soldier Road. And we are so grateful. Let me just say, surviving and thriving through menopause, one of the things that we're grateful for is the partnership that has been formed with the Holy Cross Anglican Church Women and Doctors Hospital, who both recognize the need to have this national conversation on menopause. For so long, we have not been talking about it, and I'm talking about openly. On this, on the 81, the first section, the first session will be a panel of physicians where we talk about, we're talking about the emotional impact of menopause. We've got Dr. Petra Forbes. And then we have another physician from Doctors Hospital who will speak about the differences, helping women to understand medical menopause, surgical menopause, natural menopause, because then
so you're telling me that a surgical procedure could usher in prematurely menopause?
Mm-hmm. You have a hysterectomy, partial or fully. I remember there was the first one lady, she was from the U.S. She had a tubal ligation, and that triggered her menopause symptoms like crazy. So we have a number of physicians on the first panel who will help women to understand various differences, et cetera. Then we have the second session where we're going to have true life stories. We have a lady who will talk about experience who tried to commit suicide and was literally stopped in the midst of it.
Mm-hmm.
We have another lady who nearly lost it. We have a husband and wife who are going to be very honest about how menopause has impacted their marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a young lady called Quinnell Aubrey, who is Miss Bahamas.
International.
Yes, and she's representing the Bahamas in a pageant. And she's chosen as her platform motherhood and menopause.
Mm-hmm.
So she will be sharing her perspective and her story about menopause. And that's what we're proud about, with finally talking about it.
Absolutely. I would say Assistant Superintendent Freddie and Akriba Lightborn. That is the husband and wife. Important it is, right? Because imagine your wife is going through menopause. You are going through andropause, right? Mm. You may even have kids going through puberty as well.
The house
is just rowing, right? Nobody knows. But more importantly, nobody knows why
the roots, yeah,
they feel the way that they do. Mm. And then we fall into the easy human trap of,
you're making me miserable. You don't understand. You're doing this. You this. And when we don't understand, that's why I say menopause has been flying under the radar for so long.
Mm-hmm.
And because we haven't understand, and if I can just interject here, in my book, Menopause is Metamorphosis, what I did was I looked at the history because I was very curious as to why we deal with menopause the way we do. When we look into ancient times,
mm-hmm,
they honored the older women who were known as spiritual leaders and mm-hmm healers. When we got into the 15th century, when we look at Hippocrates, it was when it changed. And in my book, I trail it to 2025 because I needed to understand why we are the way we are.
That by Hippocrates,
the father of medicine, what they thought about menopause, and it was just after that it was named menopause, and of course it was called, you know, by other names. But the physicians then thought something was wrong with a woman's ovary.
Mm-hmm.
Then throughout the centuries, what we found was that one set used to put women in mental asylums. Then there's a number of books I mm-hmm talk about. Then there's another time in history where they thought women just weren't of any use anymore because they... Mm-hmm. And when you trail it, you understand why we have the legacy of the taboo and the embarrassment and not talking about it.
Mm-hmm. It took me right back to Lady Macbeth, right? And unsex me, ye vile demons, as if there is something... First of all, it's such a wonderful exploration of not just womanness, right, but of man's interaction, the perspective, how they conceptualize mm-hmm what it means to be a woman, as if a woman cannot do what needs to, does not have the capacity
mm-hmm
to do what needs to be done when it needs to be done. But our lived experience in the Bahamas is quite the opposite. Right?
He had to do everything.
George Simonet, he reminded us, listen, 8 babies.
Mm.
Women did what they had to do.
Yes.
Right? And so this idea that unsex me, ye vile demons, at the same time, right? Maybe she was, you know, maybe she was saying, take these hormones away from me. Take mm these feelings mm away from me. In this moment, I do not care deeply.
Mm-hmm.
I do not need to consider the grander implications of my actions and how taking one life will affect 1,000. In this moment, I got to do the dastardly deed.
Menopausal women go through so much.
Mm-hmm.
And there is, menopause is more than just hormonal shifts.
Mm-hmm.
It's a shift for a woman's soul. And I talk about this in my book because a lot of women begin to question purpose, their worth. A lot of women, and you see this We Don't Care movement, that's not an accident.
Mm-hmm.
When we lose, when the estrogen, because the estrogen makes us very nurturing,
mm-hmm.
and because we lose that, we tend to be, all of that, I'm going to take care of everybody, including the dog, the cat, the husband, the wife, the bookkeeper, everybody, taking care of everybody instead of me. Research shows that our brain goes through a second puberty.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so we shed, because we don't have, or women are losing that estrogen, that estradiol that makes us so nurturing, we become more, we care more and take care of ourselves more. Research shows that the wisdom, that's why you find older women have wisdom and creativity, the creativity part of our brain
mm-hmm.
becomes more prominent. And self-care, that's why self-care is so big during menopause, because women have this nurturing natural nature to care mm-hmm. for everybody and everything and put themselves aside. And it's this time, even the body demands, I need you to take care of me with all of these things, even the soul. A lot of women have a lot of trauma.
In fact, let me just say this. The nuclear family is a political construction, right? This is documented. It is a political construction to order society in a particular way. But what we know is that the most essential, I guess, tenets or principles of a nuclear family, like the loyalty, the fidelity, the parents, then the child, that nucleus can still exist in an extended family model.
Yes.
The nuclear family model disregards and invisibilizes that older woman because there is no community to care for her, right? So when it is her time, we provide service of all the tasks. When it is my time, I get to rest. I get to lay on the straw mat. And I know that the extended community will step in, right? This nuclear family model and the way that it has been taught to us is very problematic.
I agree with you because I understand what you're saying. I am a firm believer in the way things were done biblically.
Mm-hmm.
When I look at the family structures in the Bible, when you see a father and his wife, he would have, like you saw Joseph with his sons. They worked with their father in the business. They had wives and children.
Mm-hmm.
And the extended family structure is what I've always personally talked about, because we do things differently now. But I prefer the model biblically that we see, because there was so much support. Even the... when you see there's another story with the father and the prodigal son.
Mm-hmm.
You see everybody working together as a family, having a family business. I mean, check it out. And check it out again. I like what you said, politically, the way it's been set up.
Mm-hmm.
It is so different. So then, even when the older woman got older, she was cared for. She had daughter-in-laws. She had B.C. Ruth and Naomi. They stuck with their mother-in-law. They were able to help her, and they were with her, the kids and whatnot. Yes. And what has happened with that, and you are right, even with the older woman, because the older woman was more or less the spiritual advisor. She was the healer. She was the one they went to
mm-hmm.
for wisdom and counsel. But now they got older women. Here's what one menopausal woman says. I'm not saying this. She said, they are in the bar room with their daughters.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
And in the dance floor with their daughters.
It's not ageism. We just need, sometimes we need age segregated spaces. Mom, you could cut a rug whenever you want. Mm-hmm. You're single.
Mm-hmm.
You could court whenever you want. The question is, What is the value?
The roles we are supposed to be playing.
Of courting in the same space that your daughter and men, courting in the same place that your son is courting in. At one point, I had this experience about 20 years ago. This gentleman started talking to me, and it felt like he was coming on to me, mm-hmm. older gentleman. And then he said, look, I have a son, you know. Mind you, I was masculine presenting, mm-hmm. but obviously a female. And he's talking to me. I said, I wonder if this older man. And then he paused and he said, listen, I want to introduce you to my son. And I smiled, right? I said, okay, I could live with that. I mean, I don't know if I could meet him, but I could live with that, mm-hmm. right? Because you realize this is not my pasture mm-hmm. to be grazing in. But I could see the beauty of the pasture and mm-hmm. tell my son.
And that's what they used to do even biblically in those times. Parents found mates, and those were the reunions that lasted a lifetime and impacted generations.
Well, listen, we have to have a talk about the traditional marriage, which is arranged marriages, versus modern day marriages, mm-hmm. right? We can call it Western marriages. And then the intersection with menopause, because in arranged marriages, people from the beginning commit to this union, mm-hmm. knowing that we barely know each other.
Yeah, regardless.
The whole journey is going to be learning each other.
Yes.
And then in Western traditions and culture, we go in with hormones presenting as lust, creating this false sense that we have found our soulmate mm-hmm. and we will automatically gel. We will just automatically align without realizing that that process will also be a continual process of learning each other.
Each other, yeah.
Because science tells us every 7 years, all of your cells in your body will have been regenerated. You're mm-hmm. a new person. Mm-hmm. That's why the 7-year itch. Mm-hmm. In the marriage. Because now, after you all have changed entirely and become entirely different people, do you still have the same attraction? See, because if the attraction isn't there, fidelity and mm-hmm. loyalty will hold it together.
Even, you're right. Because I believe that love doesn't even have anything to do about our feelings. It's about commitment. Because one moment, and when it comes to menopause, let me just give examples, because there are so many. One of the things that breaks my heart is when I hear men who are dealing with menopausal women say, you know, I go sleep on the couch, I can't deal with her. Or one woman, she and her husband are no longer together. Mm-hmm. He called her heckle and jive, said she's crazy. He started telling everybody she's crazy, something's wrong with her head. Mm-hmm. They're divorced today. I have and I'm going to tell you these stories. These are local stories.
Yeah.
I did a pelvic floor session, and these are women who have weak pelvic floor, and some are leaking urine or fecal or whatnot. Yeah. One husband told his wife, look at you, you think you're so cute, and you're wearing Pampers. They're divorced today.
That's good. Hold on, pause. That's good. Did that woman bring children into the world for that man?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and, and he had the audacity to say that?
I am sharing these stories because...
Hold on. Dear sir, I hope for your sake, right, that you find healing so somebody could love you again. How dare you? You could have your feelings, right? But you should have understanding.
Yes.
That woman produced children for you. She changed, right? Like, this isn't about her feelings. This is about how producing a child safely into the world changed her body.
Yeah. And going through it was a menopausal transition that her pelvic floor became weak mm-hmm. and she's leaking. And we have a lot of women in our country, they're leaking. And I'm sharing that because the men also needs to understand what's going on. And I don't blame the men, honestly, because culturally we weren't taught. Not just the women, the men as well. Because one gentleman said to me on one show, why isn't this being taught in marriage classes? Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things I'm going to... there's going to be a point there needs to be certain changes in our country, and one of them is even during marriage counseling, because if that marriage is still there in the 40s, they are going to go together through that transition. And when both male and female are prepared for it, better prepared, they can go through the transition easier. Mm-hmm. The man won't think, oh, she is having somebody. I just had a session the other day. One lady was saying to me with her husband, she was saying the vaginal, but because she wants to stay committed to her husband and take care of her husband, she said afterwards she's bruised and she feels battered. Mm-hmm. And women don't even realize that's a part of the menopausal transition yeah. that impacts impacts marriages. And I tell women, there is hope.
Oh, yeah. There's absolutely
lots
hope.
Lots of hope.
I just want to draw attention to an article in today's paper. Pharmacists, period products available issue is demand. Right? Pharmacists are pushing back against claims that women face limited choices in menstrual products, insisting that nearly any item can be sourced upon request. Okay, pharmaceutical companies, wholesalers, distributors, I'm not picking a fight with you because I cannot produce these products myself. Mm-hmm. Even though I know a man named Cassius Stewart, who has a company in the Dominican Republic who produces feminine hygiene products, I cannot convince him to produce them at a scale that they could be sold in the Bahamas. But what I can tell you is that this is not absolutely and entirely true, right? Mm-hmm. For instance, when you look at the tampon, on the side of the tampon box, there are at least 5 different levels of absorbency, different types of products available, from light to regular, super light, light, regular, super, super plus, and then ultra and maxi. Ultra and maxi is not even available in our jurisdiction for sale, despite the fact that we have a preponderance, right, an abnormally high incidence of menstrual related issues, mm-hmm. heavy bleeding, PCOS, mm-hmm. right?
Things during the end, when coming down to the end of perimenopause, it gets crazy.
Right? And so conditions that would warrant a tampon uncomfortable. But of course, now you have women who have all kinds of body shapes that these products were not produced for. I could tell you right now, I have a difficulty wearing pads because of my body shape. They don't stay in place. But if I'm having an extremely painful cycle, wearing a tampon exacerbates the pain exponentially, right? That's where period panties come into play. However, the cost of period panties already are exorbitant, mm-hmm. right? Now, mind you, it is something that you can budget for, mm-hmm. but it requires the entire family to understand why this money is being taken out of the budget. But I have an instance where women, just from giving birth or having a hysterectomy, may lose control of their pelvic floor and may want to use period pants. Let's call them period pants as opposed to diapers. Because if you think, I bring in a child into this world for somebody, good son, to look them in their face and say, oh, you had all them children for me and now you're wearing diapers. No, sir. Hmm. No, sir. Mm. Right? And so the issue is demand. But are you also addressing the broader economic dynamic, which is we are only 400,000 people without a special measure, right? Like in the UN, they have a special temporary measure. Without a special measure, we will never reach the level of demand required for this economic formula. Mm-hmm. It requires then our wholesalers and distributors sitting with the ministry responsible for trade, I think that's economic affairs, right? Mm-hmm. So that we could determine whether we can create special agreements with product manufacturers to produce a product that is both healthy and safe and affordable for not just the Bahamas, the Caribbean region. Can we find a company that we can create a, right? Because the issue is demand. But the question is, do you understand the fullness of that issue and are you prepared? Then the second part is, don't tell me the issue is demand when you know that your customers, many of them are still ashamed because of a broader historic stigma. They are ashamed to even ask you. See, you can't tell me it's about demand when you know people are still ashamed to talk about the product. As the wholesaler, we have an expectation that you will market these products at the same level that you market the other products. You don't wait for me to decide I like the candy and the chocolate and the perfumes. You market them to me. You tell me why I need them. In this instance, your clients need you to be stronger than them. They need you. And see, for me, as a beyond capitalist, I'm not anti-cap, beyond capitalist, I'll be okay if you come in and say, well, listen, I'm trying to make money. Mm-hmm. If you're educating people by making, in this pursuit of money, mm-hmm. let's do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's a win-win.
Yeah.
That's how life is. It's a win-win. There is, I agree with you. Our needs are so different when it comes to even culturally different cultures of women.
Yeah.
Because I remember stage of perimenopause. The pads I need were very, 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 very different.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in Canada when I was able to access it and it was given to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the, you know, the needs of what was going on. And I said to my daughter, I've never seen a pad like this ever in my life.
Yeah.
But I was in Canada when it happened and I got it.
You would be surprised. I mean, in fact, it's not unreasonable, right? I don't think it's unlikely to launch an asylum claim, right? Because you have extreme menstrual issues, but you cannot access or afford. They're just not available, mm-hmm. right? Like, I can't afford to access it. I can't afford to get it in. And now with all the tariff issues and the trade wars, the prices on some of these products may rise astronomically, right? And so pharmacists, wholesalers, suppliers, let's continue the conversation, right? And that's why I encourage people to engage Equality Bahamas' Developing Feminist Standards for Governance workshop. Even if you're not interested in developing feminist standards for governance, right? We've seen over the last policy conversation that started at the workshop has expanded in the media, right? And so I just wanted to put that plug in, pun intended. Okay, so Saturday, the 18th of October, when do we start? What time does the day start?
We start from 10 to 1. And we are inviting everyone. We're talking about women. This is the time for women to show up for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Civic organizations. We're talking about Zonta. We're talking about Pilots. We're talking about Rotary. We're talking about Toastmasters. We're inviting all of you. We're talking about the nurses. We're talking about women's organizations, church groups. This event is free of charge for the women.
Mm-hmm. And for the men, right?
Yes, and the men. Yes, and the men who love them. Yes.
Yeah, I'd be tempted to charge you sometimes.
But it's free of charge. And the Surviving and Thriving Through Menopause Doctors Hospital and the Holy Cross Anglican Church women, we came together. And the thing was, we wanted that it was free. That was our discussion.
Okay, yeah.
It was free. We have to continue. We have begun. I'm proud to say we've begun this conversation on menopause. Years ago, 60 years ago when I started, it was crazy.
Yeah.
I was looked at as though I was crazy. But we're talking about it. Now we need to talk some more.
Did you say 60 or 16 years ago?
Six years ago.
Oh, 6 years. I was about to ask you, are you from Meghuana, ma'am?
No.
Did they dip your heels in the fountain of youth when you was born?
No, 6 years ago. All right. It was 2019. Shaking and I launched an online show called Menopause the Dialogue.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I'm going to talk to The Guardian about the need for a regular show on this, not just menopause, but menopause is definitely a part of mm-hmm. it. Menopause, andropause, aging bodies. And for October is also Older Persons Month, right? So I plan on continuing this conversation throughout the month of October. Because I'm in the Do Not Care Club. I got my megaphone, and as soon as I get my muumuu, oh, it's over. When I get my muumuu and my slippers, it's over for y'all. It is over for y'all. Okay, so Saturday, the 18th of October, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., Canon Neil Roach Parish Hall. That's Holy Cross Anglican Church, Soldier Road. We can contact you at patrice@menopausesurvivalcare.com.
To reserve. We're asking groups of women and women just to send an email saying to that we're going to attend, because of course.
All right. And there'll be two sessions. Medical professionals and experts share insights on managing menopausal symptoms, health and wellness. Session two, real life menopause stories from women in our community. Open, honest, and inspiring. Interactive booths explore wellness resources, support networks, and practical tools for thriving through menopause. And then the following week, the 25th of October, there is Harmony and Change Workshop, Menopause's Metamorphosis with the Butterflies New. That's at the Diplomat Center.
Yes.
That's a paid event, right? Mm-hmm. $75 without... Yes. A copy of the book and right. 95 with a copy of the book,
yes.
With the Butterflies New.
And let me just say, it includes a menopause-friendly meal. I am so interested in women understanding that you can eat to feed your hormones.
Right, because it's a cycle. Even with your menstrual cycle, right, what I find is I reduce my bulk intake the week leading into my cycle. I increase my water and liquid intake. And guaranteed, if I do that, decrease food bulk, increase liquids, that I have a relatively painless or easier cycle than if I don't pay attention to those markers. Just before we go, we're almost out of time, but the speakers for Harmony and Change Workshop, yourself, Patrice Lockhart, Menopause Health and Wellness Coach, Renee Minus, Integrative Health Coach and Functional Fitness Specialist.
Yeah,
see, I don't need my whole body fit, Patrice. I just need my grabbing and my snatching hand to be in working order.
Listen, there is now a tribe of menopausal women at Box Fit Nation. They have gone through our program and they go into the integrative program. And women begin to lose weight, that, you know, that hormonal fat, women deal floor, etc. And so they find a community like themselves.
Absolutely. So as we end the segment, we want to say thank you to Doctors Hospital. We want to say thank you to Holy Cross Anglican Church and the ACW, the Anglican Church Women. We want to say thank you to the broader Anglican Diocese for making this space available. Holy Cross got plenty parking. Right? It had plenty parking, but it's easy to find your car in case you're in a little menopause fugue. It has happened to me. Right?
Don't forget me back.
You're going to have a great time. Thank you very much, Patrice Lockhart, and again, Dr. Sauce Holy Cross, for putting on this event.
And surviving and thriving through menopause.
Surviving and thriving through menopause. A national conversation on menopause. Saturday, the 18th of October, 2025. Here's a text. Erin, great show. Are all the women in Parliament intending on retiring or quitting because election is coming? And they should be advocating for lower regulated prices of sanitary napkins for females and no customs. But yet they are silent year-round. My mother needs those pants, the panties, the diapers, and they are extremely expensive. This is something men don't need, so I suppose they don't care. No, pause. Men do need the diapers, adult diapers as well. So telling you, this conversation involves men,
both male and
as
female.
Well.
Yes.
You may find less men need it, but no, men do need it. And of course,
they have pelvic floor issues as well.
It's end of life care, health, and dignity.
Not end of life.
Yes, man. This is when it gets exciting. Patrice, this is when it gets exciting.
When you say end of life, Lord, you think you're dying.
No, I get ready for the next step. I get ready. but there is getting older and then end of life care, right?
For people. Comes
this is about dignity, right? Because I want you all to know, don't force me to free bleed around this place. Don't. You'll make sure the products are affordable and available right? And we know that the pharmacies and the distributors are working with the community. We know they're working with the office of the spouse of the prime minister. We know they're working with organizations like Dignified Girl Project. We know that you are contributing to this conversation. Yes. Yeah, man, absolutely. Now, but Patrice, I got some other news I have to put on the table. I got 2 minutes left to go before the end of the show. Listen, tonight, Shakespeare in Paradise, Amen Corner, from 9 to 12, the Festival Bar will be taking place, right? So for open mic fans, for people who just want to catch a little air as the show ends, we're going to be there from 9 p.m. grooving. We got DJ Ant on the deck. Young people, that was our language before it was your language. We don't care that you're here now trying to be young and fun. It's going to be a great time. Featured artists at the Festival Bar, Tegan, Joel, Tybee, Jad Doctrine. And then if I could sneak away from there and somebody could sneak me into John Batiste Bard, Tank and the Bangers performing tonight. It's their last night in the Bahamas. But also, there is a march taking place tomorrow. There's a human rights march being organized by a local LGBTI organization. I have gotten word that some people who are vehemently opposed to the presence of LGBTI people and advocacy visibility in this country are organizing a counter event. Let me just say this quickly. The president of the Christian Council made the point to say this year that we will not interfere with the activities of the organization. What is implied in that is we will not engage in the behavior that we did last year, which disrupted an event at the University of the Bahamas. I've seen statements online saying that individuals are partnering with Israel United in Christ for a protest at the university. And I want to say to my brothers in Israel United in Christ, you are one of the most disciplined groups to advocate, to have a public presence in this country. You have impressed young men with the potential that lies within them. Please, if you are going out to protest this event tomorrow, go out with the very same discipline that you intend to instill in your very own brothers out there. Do not allow violence to reign. Do not act in violence. Please, and do not allow others around you to take advantage of your presence to act violently. My brothers united in Christ, please. Because I don't want to have to say we do not allow foreigners to come into our country to mete out violence against Bahamians. We do not allow it. That's simple. I trust you guys. I trust you men. Israel united in Christ. If it is you, please bring that discipline out there and maintain a safe environment for everyone, whether you agree with them or not. That is the potential. That is the opportunity. That is the moment you have an opportunity to share with Bahamians. Please. Please. This has been On the Clock with Erin Green. You guys stay tuned because Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Murray is up next.
Boy, why you look so mashed up, like clothes at the washer?
No, boy, just a hard day, boy.
Hard day? What happened? The breakfast lady ran out of tuna and gritsy.
We need to start joking with everything, you know. This serious, boy. This real serious, boy.
Boy, what's serious? Tell me.
All right, well, today, boss gave us boy one big, big contract. And nobody is going to say nothing.
Boy, you know that ain't right. You know government contracts ain't supposed to go that way.
Yeah, but nobody's saying nothing. Boss man just tell people to sign the papers. Then he sent me to meet his boy downtown and collect this envelope.
You need to tell somebody. You need to become a whistleblower.
You know I's a real man, but I never blow no whistle. I be drunk all my life in Junkano.
No way. A whistleblower is someone who tells people what they see when they see something wrong happening at work.
But I ain't no whistleblower, and I ain't no snitch. I still wait there, you know.
Boy, ain't nobody gonna know it's you. All you gotta do is call Crime Stop. You could text them from inside the Crack Crime Bahamas app. They don't ask about you. And your call goes straight through to Miami, so nobody know you is. And if you text, your message get mixed up like Kong Salad.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Bigger, longer, wider. Saturdays are getting supersized on Guardian Radio, following the always heavy hitting The Eye Opener at 9 a.m. Stay tuned for the full size, The Accredited from 10th year seniors at 11 a.m. Now for a full 2 hours. Then Tell to Stanya at 1 p.m. is now even longer at 90 minutes. The big all new season of Our Blue Bahamas from Breathe is now at 2:30 p.m. And the happy hour of DeAndra Cartwright is smiling wide at its new time, 3 p.m. It's the new big Guardian Radio Saturdays on 96.9 at talkradio.com.
Oh, yeah.
When it comes to hearts at Cleveland Clinic, you can't miss a beat. You seek the best care possible, work with the brightest minds, and leave no stone unturned to get to the heart of the matter. Because understanding is always the first step to overcoming. For every heart in the world, see how we're advancing the future of heart care at Cleveland Clinic today.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.